Welcome to the 395th episode of the Reading and Writing Podcast. Stay tuned for my interview with Don Calloway, author of the debut novel, The Captain's Boy. Stay tuned for the interview. The Reading and Writing Podcast is brought to you by Libro FM. Libro.fm lets you purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore. You can pick from more than 185,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company out there, but you'll be part of a different story. One that supports your local community and your local bookstore. If you're new to audiobooks, they're the perfect way to get more books into your busy life. You can listen during your commute, while doing chores, walking the dog, or just relaxing at home. All you need is a smartphone and the free Libro.fm app. If you already love audiobooks and don't know what to listen to next, check out recommendations and curated lists from people who know audiobooks best, your local bookseller. Here's your special offer from the Reading and Writing Podcast. Get two audiobooks for the price of one today with your first month of membership with the code RWPODCAST at checkout. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the U.S., Check out Libro.fm today. Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. My guest today is Don Calloway, author of the debut novel, The Captain's Boy. Don, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
If someone hasn't yet heard about your book, The Captain's Boy, how would you describe the novel?
I would describe it as the story of a boy and his father in the time of the American Revolution.
And so what was the original impetus or idea that led you to write The Captain's Boy?
Actually, it began many years ago when I was a fifth grade teacher. And I noticed that a number of my boys stopped reading around fourth grade. They would read little short chapter books, but wouldn't read anything longer than that. And got the idea that if they had something that they wanted to read, that maybe they'd continue reading. And then, of course, Harry Potter came along and changed that whole landscape. And suddenly those boys who were reluctant readers were reading big, thick books. So I decided to try my hand at it, but I didn't want to do the same genre as Harry Potter. I have always had an interest in history, so I used that as the basis for my first novel.
As you mentioned, this is a historical novel set during the American Revolution. How much research did you do while you were writing and preparing to write the book?
Quite a bit. Fortunately for me, with the coronavirus and libraries being closed, I was able to do most of my research online, which saved me a lot of gas. There are a number of resources online that people should use to write historical novels. One of them is a journal called the Journal of the American Revolution that comes out several times a week and has articles of fantastic detail, very scholarly articles that are really the basis for a number of things in the book.
So were there writers and authors that inspired you as you worked on The Captain's Boy?
I have been a reader since I can remember, since before I started school. And I have so many influences that it would be unfair to try to characterize one over the other. For example, when I was a graduate student in English, I took a course one semester in James Joyce's Ulysses and learned how to layer one layer on top of another as I wrote. And that had an enormous influence on my career as a writer. I'm not comparing Ulysses to my book, of course, but the idea of writing the first draft and seeing that only as the first layer and laying down layers on top of it, that I used for The Captain's Boy.
And so was The Captain's Boy the first novel you had ever written?
No, it was not. I self-published a novel several years ago that was a financial failure. It was science fiction.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
And that one, I think everybody who wants to write a novel has one novel they need to get out of their system. The first novel is usually not their best novel. It's one where you learn to write a novel by writing a novel. There's really no other way. So I learned to write a novel and then turn what I learned to The Captain's Boy.
And so are you working on another novel now?
Oh, yes. I've already finished the sequel to The Captain's Boy, and I'm working on a sequel to that. The idea is to take my young protagonist, Isaiah, through the American Revolution 1 year at a time and let him grow in responsibility as the revolution proceeds.
And for those listening who may have forgotten their history, how long did the American Revolution take place? How long did it happen?
It would last. I started in 1777. I didn't start in 76. Started in 1777, and it runs until 1783 with the Battle of Yorktown and the peace that followed.
So given your experience with that early science fiction novel and now The Captain's Boy, and you've already written the sequel to The Captain's Boy, what writing advice would you offer for those who are listening, who are working on their own stories and novels?
I would offer the Pomodoro technique. Let me explain what that is briefly. You take a kitchen timer and set it for 25 minutes. I use 25 minutes, but you could use 20 or 30. I set it for 25 minutes. And for 25 minutes, without picking my pen up, I try to write continuously for 25 minutes till the alarm goes off. I finish my sentence, I finish my paragraph, whatever the case may be. And then I take a 5-minute coffee break, set the timer for 25 minutes, and go again. Now, I'm at a stage where I can do 3 of those sessions a day, back to back. And that gets me quite a bit of production. That gets me well over 1,000 words a day. And for those who write novels, 1,000 words a day will get you a novel in 90 days.
That sounds like a good plan.
I was really pleased when I stumbled across the Pomodoro technique a number of years ago.
That's great. So I'm curious, when you were working on The Captain's Boy, did you outline the novel before you started writing, or was it more of an organic process for you?
It was based on a design, and I take my design. There's a writer and instructor named Larry Brooks, and he has a book called Story Engineering, and one more recently called Great Stories Don't Write Themselves. And I would strongly urge someone who is considering writing a novel that they take the time to go through Great Stories Don't Tell Themselves and learn what the parts of a novel are and what the criteria are for each part. And the books were a great influence on me, not only in writing, but revising as well.
That's great. So what fiction or nonfiction books have you read recently that you enjoyed?
Oh, my. So many. The nonfiction book recently my son told me about. It's a series. The first book in the series is called An Army at Dawn, and it's the story of the American Army as they went into North Africa. And the second book in the series takes them through the Sicilian and Italian campaigns, and the third book goes through the struggle in Europe.
In fact, that sounds really good.
It is. It is extremely well researched, and it's a very well written series, very well researched series.
So where can people find you online if they want to learn more about you and your novel, The Captain's Boy?
I actually have a website, doncalloway.com. And there's a little bit on me and The Captain's Boy on that website. And I don't know if Bancroft Press has put up my information yet or not. That's my publisher. Bancroft Press would be the other place to go for information.
Great. Again, we've been speaking with Don Calloway, author of the debut novel, The Captain's Boy, a historical novel set during the American Revolution. The novel is on sale now, so go buy a copy. And Don, thanks for doing this interview.
You're very welcome, Jeff. You have a good day.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.